from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
12:48 in the zone. Justin Akre, Phil Elson, Matt T. It is our last segment. My son, very much in need. Now, don't panic. He's got things worked out, but I just got a very interesting voicemail from him. This final segment brought to you in part by Landers Ford, the F-150, the official truck of the Arkansas Razorbacks. It's just this pathetic way of delivering the message. He's so concerned. It's amazing. It's as though he's in the ocean. He's surrounded by sharks.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a pitiful nature to it.
It was very pitiful. I can't wait to play it. If you're feeling pitiful and you think a new car will be the trick, Landers Ford in Benton is the place to go. F-150, the official truck of the Razorbacks. And they have a great selection of the entire Ford lineup. Over 500 used cars to choose from as well. All Ford dealerships, you know, buy the vehicles for the same thing. So it really comes down to great service, and that's what they strive for during and after the sale at Landers Ford in Benton. Call them. 501-315-4700. You know that dealership's big enough to serve and small enough to care. Again, you get that small town feel that you want. You get the huge big city selection that you really need and want. You deserve. Landers Ford and Benton. Go see him. 501-315-4700 or online at landersford.com. It is 1249. Just got this message from my son. And again, he's texted me since and he's fine, but it just was funny to me. I thought it was pretty amusing. I thought it was really something urgent. Turned out he was all right. He's going to survive.
Dad, Mom will not answer her phone, and I'm locked upstairs, like the doorknob from downstairs to upstairs is like broken. There's no screwdriver up here. I can't unscrew it, and Mom won't answer her phone, so there's no way I'm getting downstairs. I need your help, but you either by calling her or texting her. I don't know, because I need help. Thank you.
End of message.
Dad, Mom.
What do you do there? Do I just shut the show down?
Yeah.
Run home?
Just leave me in charge.
Your son is Clark Griswold stuck in the attic.
He's like, I don't even have a screwdriver up here or anything. And I'm like, good. I don't want you to have a screwdriver up there.
He's watching home movies.
Nothing good can happen if you have a screwdriver up there. It's no good for anyone. Hey, jockstrap on this Monday to Michigan State fans.
Ooh.
According to SportsCenter, police arrested at least 15 people, reported more than 50 fires during the celebration of their win over Ohio State and a trip to the Rose Bowl. And it's been a long time, decades, since Michigan State's been in the Rose Bowl. So I can understand your excitement. I am willing to give Michigan State a bit of a pass and say they were probably just trying to stay warm at their post-game celebration. But if that's the case, then what's our explanation for all the teepee at Toomer's Corner after the Auburn victory? I would have to say that they all have the runs. I mean, I can't give it to them. So Michigan State, huge jockstrap. You can't be setting fires. I never understood that. Why do you destroy the property in your own city when you win a championship? I can see if you're on the road. Like, if you were at the game in Indianapolis and you wrecked the whole city of Indianapolis in celebration, I'm fine with that. If you're throwing shot glasses through windows and things like that, cool. I get that. But to set fires in East Lansing, I don't get it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the obvious joke of, set 50 fires and did $100,000 worth of improvements is just sitting there for the taking.
Well, they're just following suit. I mean, the last championships that Detroit has won in any sport, I think there have been riots too. It's unfortunate because it happens in a lot of other places now. I don't think it would happen here.
TK.
How are we doing, fam?